Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Lost Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, here with my co-host, Southern Flame, Don McIntyre, and we have a show, kind of a show, for you guys today. Here we go. All right, man, if you like our show, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out on all podcasting platforms. And I guess that is it. It has been over a month. I think since I've even seen your face.
Damn near 2 months.
No. Maybe.
It's been since November. It's January.
Well, yeah, actually, almost. So I always take December off. Well, I say always, like I've been doing this for 20 fucking years. It's the last couple years I take December off just because, you know, creativity burnout or whatever the fucking word is. You just kind of get tired of doing it. And I love talking to bands and people, but I need a break too. And Don needs a break and everyone needs a break. We were actually supposed to have Saliva on tonight. With their singer, Bobby, and he, for some reasons, was not able to make the show. But since Don and I are here, he said, you know what, let's put on a show anyways, and let's talk about what Don's been doing, because I may have been on a break from the podcast, but Don has been staying very busy. Not, I don't even know if you're doing other podcasts, or what exactly are you doing?
Well, I'm working with Massive Media now, and I am Massive Media of Mississippi. And I'm a talent acquisitions officer and a booking agent with them. And I think for Matt Savner, a personal secretary. So it's a lot of booking and meetings and just generally talent scouting and talking to the bands, looking up festivals, booking venues, getting to know the bands, signing, help sign bands on. It has been extremely busy for Massive Media of Mississippi, and I couldn't be happier. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you know, and maybe they pay you. I don't. But maybe, I don't even get paid, but maybe they do. But talent acquisitions agent, is that what you said?
It's a fancy name for talent scout.
That's a really cool name. So let's say there's a band on here that doesn't know Massive Media, and they're looking maybe to get some recognition. Do they have to live in the Mississippi area? I guess we live in Alabama, so no.
No, we don't. You do not have to live in the Mississippi area. That is just where we are based at, along the Gulf Coast. However, we have agents all across the nation, and we work with multiple booking agents as well if we need to outsource. We also have, we're a management team as well. So it's not just booking, it's management. There's a whole lot. So yeah, you can, if you do not have to be confined to the Gulf Coast area, if you need booking, you need a talent buyer, you need management, that's what we do.
You know, I want to get something off of my chest while we're sitting here talking about this. Maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to anyways.
Do it.
I think it's so funny how, and not only just you, and I hear this from a bunch of other people too, you know, people feel like when certain people are approachable and they have a project they want to do, you know, and they want to include somebody else that's maybe involved with something else. And Don, I told you this from the beginning, I don't give a shit what you do.
Right?
I don't care what you do because you're my friend. Right. You're my friend. And people might feel like I may get upset or something like that. Like, oh, Sebastian gonna care. I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, I'm proud. I'm happy that you're able to do other things and reach out to, I'm not saying it's only because of the podcast, but this kind of started your movement into the music industry, which you've always kind of wanted to be involved with. Mm-hmm. And for people to act like you care or I care or somebody else cares, whenever you're friends with somebody, you should always root your friend on and be happy. Even if you would leave the show and be like, hey, I got this other opportunity, I'm going to do this instead because of what X, Y, Z. I would never be like, fuck you, Don. Don't ever call me again, fucking bitch.
Some people really would do that, though. I have been given ultimatums before. Fuck how that. Fuck, no, you're my ride or die. That's not even a thing. We're always there. We're always going to be a team.
But how messed up is that when you get like put an ultimatum? Like no one's going to come to me and ask me to do something because I already have the podcast, right?
Let me tell you why that happens. They're intimidated that someone else is going to be more noticed, get more attention than them. It's competition. Where to me, the way I feel, we're in it for the music. We're in it for the bands. We're in it for the passion of it. You can be on 100 fucking podcasts. You can be on 100 fucking radio stations. You can have multiple booking agents. I don't give a fuck. I want to see you fucking succeed because that's what we're here for.
Right.
There you go. That's my simple answer.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's just my simple answer for that.
It makes me happy, though, that people reach out to you because I feel, you know why? Because it makes me feel like people like you, that you're doing something good. And if you're doing something good, that means we're both doing something good. It's like, how many people do you think reached out to Robin from Howard Stern? You know what I'm saying? I bet a bunch of people probably reached out to her.
That's pretty cool to think about that. So I'm your Robin and you're my Howard.
Not comparing. Hey. Not comparing at all. Obviously, he had a great career and we're just fucking, little tiny specks on a tiny little spectrum.
That's fine. But it's not about competition, but that's a great analogy for you and I. Yeah.
Well, it's true. You know, you got to assume people have reached out to her because, you know, she was just for different reasons. But anyways, I just want to let everyone out there know, if you want to reach out to Dawn, I give zero shits less. She's my fucking homegirl. No matter what, I'll always have her back no matter what. And that's just the way it is.
Sebastian has been my A1 supporter when I started the music business since day one. And that has just bloomed into a beautiful friendship that I'm so grateful for.
Me too. You know, you call me Blanche.
Blanche and Rose from the Golden Girls. You're Blanche. Right. You call me Rose.
And we just have this great friendship, you know, and I'm so happy that you came to Tennessee and I got to meet you. And it's been a year and a half now, I guess, you've been on the show. And it's just been a crazy fun. We've shared lots of laughs together. We've shared some
life moments, personal life, everything. You're my bestie, Blanche. I love you.
Don't make me cry, right? Okay.
Suck it up, bitch.
Let's go back to talk about this Massive Media. So let's say a band is wanting to get involved with Massive Media. What exactly are you looking for? And if you find a band that you like, that reaches out to you, which we're going to give you your how to get a hold of you here in a little bit. You find a band you like, they reach out to you, like them. I know you scout your own, but let's say someone comes out to you. What are you looking for and what do you do for them?
Are you serious? That is my number one thing that I'm looking for. Do you have a good attitude? I sit back and I observe how people treat other people before I will ever consider signing them on. That's just me. That's not Matt. I don't know how Matt does his thing. That's just me. That's the way I do things. I really pay attention. I sit back and observe. I want to know if you're hungry for it. I want to know if you really want it. I want to see how you treat people. But as far as getting involved with Massive, it's just reach out. And we start a meeting. We ask you what needs that you have, and we let you know if we can meet those needs. We see what we can do for you. We don't care if you have 1,000 likes or 1,000,000. It's really all about what we can do for you as an artist and as a person, because we really do treat our business like a family and not the fucking dysfunctional kind. We have this motto of the Tribe Vibes. We want people that we vibe with. We want to have people that We've all got each other's backs. You look out for me, I've got you. You know, it's really just a big family. And that's what we build off of. If you need booking and just booking, we will just book for you. If you need a management, we will manage you. If you need someone for promotions, if you need someone for production, if you need someone to help you with sound, we've got all those bases covered. We even have our personal on team, on our management team, our own personal videographer, photographer from Spade Image. He is Spade Image. That is Gene Broom. Videos, EPKs, anything that you really need, we've got you covered.
Because so many bands don't even know how to create an EPK or like a promo. An EPK is like a promo package, right?
It is an electronic kit. Okay. It's a press, electronic press kit. You really have to have that for most venues that you are looking to book, because they want to see who you are, what you sound like, how professional you are. Your EPK is your biography you are sending to them to sell yourself to that venue.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that venues look for those kinds of things. See, there's still so much. As long as I've been doing this, talking to all kinds of bands, from the smaller bands to the bigger bands and everyone in between, I never even knew what EPK stood for. I guess I probably could have Googled it. But I also didn't know that. I would say it all the time. But I also guess I didn't know that venues look for those kinds of press kits as well. I had no clue.
Yes. That is a big selling point when we are booking, is if you don't have a good EPK, we will build you one. And it's included on our website. Yes.
Does different bands have different prices? Because I would assume it's not free, right?
No. Our management fee is baselined. Our booking fee is set. We even go as far as, if you don't want a contract past 30 days, then we won't do a contract past 30 days. If you want a contract for 5 to 10 years, we've got you covered. You know, we really build our packages upon what the band's needs are.
Yeah, there's a band that we're going to play here in a little bit, a band called Rivals, right?
Yeah.
Doc, Matt, is this a band that's with Massive Media?
No, they are not, but I would love for them to be on our team. Whether it's just for booking, I would love to book for them. I don't think that they have management. I think that they are unsigned band. I could be wrong. I think I'm wrong. I think they finally did sign with someone. However, even though you're signed with someone, you can still go for outsourcing and booking. But I actually found this band before any of that. So
Dawn is always finding, you know what? When she first came on the podcast, she was throwing bands at me, like, let's interview these bands or this band or this band. And I've said it on a show, you've never showed me a band that I didn't like. Every single thing you showed me, I've been like, oh, yeah, you know, they're pretty good. Like,
good taste in music.
Similar taste in music as far as hard rock goes. As far as hard rock goes, yeah, definitely similar taste. Either similar taste or just not shitty bands that you just put out there and they're always good. Okay, so this song we're going to play is called Dark Matter. Band called Rivals. They are not signed to Massive Media. And then we're gonna play this song. Then after this is done, let's talk about. Is that your dog in the background, by the way? Walking.
Yes, it's one of them. They keep opening my door and coming in. They're smart asses. You lock them out, and they will knock the door down to come in. So that just happened, actually.
I just got a new dog.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's either a greyhound or a whippet. It was like mix. Mm-hmm. Mix. You don't really know what the mix is. Could be boxer, could be pit. We're not sure, but he's like 8 months old, but he's tall. He's a big boy.
We have two rescues. One of them is a leopard catahoula, and the other one is a banter bulldog. Both of them are very dominant alpha males.
Mm-hmm.
And both are possessive of the only female in the house. I'm surrounded by chicks. So I have a male cat, a male fish, two male dogs, and of course, a turtle and Leland. So I'm outnumbered.
I got a male cat. I don't know if my fish are male or female. I don't know what they are. Let's play the song. Let's talk about some bands that maybe want to get put on with Massive Media and then get a hold of you. So here is the band Rivals, and here is their song, Dark Matter. And I hope YouTube lets you play this. We'll find out. Here we go.
Let's see.
fun. Reckless behavior, get ready to run. Blame me, try to get the answers you want. I like the pain, it makes me feel calm. Bitter and broken, I'm fucking bored. Nothing to lose, watch me transform. A butterfly, but with devil horns. Devil horns.
Badass, right?
Look, you know what? That is a great song, and I'll tell you who it reminds me of. You know what? You know what I'd like to see them do a song with? Because the style, even though it's different, it's similar to me anyways, and I could be wrong like I normally am. I would love to see Dan Chandler with Evans Blue.
Ooh.
Do a song with Rivals, and I'll tell you why. She says this, a lyric in there that says butterfly with the devil horns.
Uh-huh.
That's something Dan would say. And, you know, Evans Blue, Dan Chandler's been on our podcast before.
I fucking love Dan.
Such a cool dude. Like, how cool would it be to hear him do a verse with this band or vice versa? I think it would be
phenomenal. Yes, like, absolutely not, agreed.
Does it not remind you of Evans Blue just a little bit?
Yeah, actually, I didn't put it together at first, but I can really visualize that. I think that would be absolutely incredible.
One song, and you know, I'd want to be a rival song.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like Dan to have like either a half verse or a verse or the chorus or something.
Being featured in there. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. That's the word I was looking for. Featured. Because I think, because, you know, his singing style is so unique.
It is.
And, so, and he remember he sang that. He sang a new song. I don't even know if it's out yet, but he had sang a song on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Out, and just the way he flows with his lyrics. It's just
Emissary so Echo. Yeah. Emissary Echo. That was a song by Emissary Echo, which is, he's the front man of that band.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I think he'd fit in with just featured on this band.
I absolutely agree.
I've never heard of this band before.
Really?
Rival?
Oh my God. Never.
That they're good.
You know, and they're not that well known yet.
That's enough.
Can you believe
crazy?
That?
This
right here, these unsigned bands, bands that are new, that are not on mainstream, they fucking should be. That's why I do what I do.
You know, and it's sad that I can believe it. And it's no discredit to them at all, because I think they are fantastic. That's a great song. I think the problem is, and I would have been floored 2.5 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
But after doing this podcast, you know how many bands that have been on that are so phenomenal that have, you know, not that many followers? And
you don't understand why. You're like, how is this not on the radio full time? How is this not on Octane? Man.
What's crazy about it also is even bands on Octane, even while those guys don't have that big of a following, I'll see a band, you know, and they'll have a Facebook following. Let's say they have, you know, 10,000-20,000 Facebook followers,
mm-hmm.
and you can tell if they're bot likes or not, because if they're legit when they post stuff, they constantly get their fans liking their post or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have, you know, 1,000 likes on something, but then you go to Spotify and look at their listeners, and it's like the platforms don't cross over. I've talked about this so many
mm-hmm.
times. Just because you have so many fans on Facebook doesn't mean that. You know, like on the last
crossed week, over to the other
2,000 or almost close to 3,000, I think, likes on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But we don't get that many listeners on every single one of our podcasts or even just one podcast. So throughout the month, you know, we is where we grow them. But it's just crazy that how platforms don't cross over. You can have, you know, 100,000 TikTok followers and have 200 monthly listeners on Spotify.
If I can get them on here, Rivals is going to be on here, and I have a whole list of bands. You just
do it.
Put your pants on. Put your big boy pants on. We're going to do this.
You know, I do love doing these podcasts more, I think, than interviewing bands, because it's just fun. And even though I'm mm-hmm. interviewing you, we also have our talking points, and our friendship would make it a little bit different than just interviewing a band. Okay, let's talk about, if a band wants to get a hold of you and would like to show you their stuff to see if you're interested in mm-hmm. working with them. So many bands out there don't even know how to reach out to management, don't know how to reach out to the, and here you are, and you're working on the ground level, trying to find these unknown artists that you feel confident in. And so let's say there's that band out there. They're wanting your attention right now. Mm-hmm. How do they get a hold of you?
Don@massivemediams.com. That is going to be at gmail.com, actually. Massive it's Media.
Don@massive.
Huh? No, I'm sorry.
Say the email again.
Don@massivemediams.com.
No Gmail.
You can do a gmail.com. Yeah.
What's the Gmail one?
That's it. Don, I'm sorry. Don@massivemediams@gmail.com.
You can't have two ads in there. You can't have two ads in there. You can have Don@massivemediams@gmail.com.
Well, fuck.
Just, you know what? Here, reach out to Don@theloudspot.net. That's one of her email addresses that she has. Because you can't have two ads in the email. You know, I've done that before. I've said Sebastian@theloudspot.net or @gmail.com. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense. I just did that to you.
Yeah.
Can't be at Gmail if it's at Massive.
I can't believe I'm flaking on my own fucking email.
Brain
anyway, our website is www.massivemediams.com.
At gmail.com. No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it, Sebastian.
Are you on their website? Do you have an official page on, like a profile on there yet?
I don't have a profile on there. Well, I do up under their booking section. You can click and add me.
Okay. Yeah, and so you can do that through Massive Media's website. You can also reach out to Dawn. Just dawn@theloudspot.net is our email for her. But
I was right. You fucked me up. Okay, Sebastian, it's dawn@massivemediams.com. You fucking me up with this.
There's no Gmail.
Yeah, it's .com. Yeah.
Okay.
dawn@massivemediams.com.
Okay. There we go.
I was like, how am I fucking this up? What are you doing?
Okay, so there you go. So reach out to her there, or like I said, even on ours, and you could if you message
dawn@theloudspot.com,
and she could still get that email and apply it towards her Massive Media stuff. If you want to get on the show, also an upcoming band, you know, Dawn's going to be doing some of the bookings for the podcast with all the work that she's doing in Massive Media. I think it's kind of cool, also, like that she's able to reach out to different bands and do different things, but also allow that to kind of cross over to the podcast, because then we can also promote them on this platform while the Massive Media is doing their thing with the band. And that's really a unique situation that most bands don't have the opportunity. So if you work with Dawn, there's a good chance you might come on the Loud Spot podcast.
Yep. I try to get as much exposure for these bands because I feel like they're so deserving.
Yeah.
And we as a team at Massive submit them to radio stations, FM, online, everywhere. We submit all sorts of promotions. We have several podcasts that we would love to go ahead and start doing, but I mean, this is home. This is always home. This is always going to be first for me.
Yeah.
So
we're better than everyone. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, there's a spider literally like hanging right in my face. No, bro. Bye.
I had a dead moth on my table once when I had a different setup. It was just for like a month. I named it.
You named the fucking dead moth instead of getting it off.
There's a lady named Candy Browning. And when I first started podcasting, she was kind of part of the show. And I think it was her. We used to laugh about this dead moth. The show has changed so much since I first started. It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. And you've been around for a lot of those changes.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been an honor to witness everything, to be a part of it.
Even when the band doesn't show up, saliva, even when they don't. Hey, you know, I said, Dawn, we can still do our show anyways. Let's just talk about what you and what you're doing, because we haven't really had an opportunity to do that yet.
We have not had the opportunity to catch up. We've both been busy and life happens. And so, yeah, you took a break and decided to take a break for the podcast for a while for the holidays, regroup, recenter, focus our attention and energy where we needed to. And that actually gave me the freedom to really ground myself in what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, I have the patience of a wild boar. So it's hard for me sometimes to multitask. But this has given me the time to get things in a flowing order. And I appreciate that.
Oh, it's always nice to take a break from one thing and focus on something else when you can. And we all need those breaks every now and again to do something different. So,
and thank you for allowing me to do this too, because it's mutually beneficial and it's a lot of fun. You are my person having fun with, and I'm thankful that you're interested in what I'm doing and allowing me to come on and do this. It means a lot to me.
Well, I wouldn't be your friend, and you would have told me to fuck off a long time ago. I know how you are. If I wasn't like this, trust me. When Don wants to tell someone to fuck off, she tells him to fuck off real quick.
Yeah, I don't play around. I don't have time for the sugarcoating bullshit. I don't do that. Nope.
That's why I wanted you on.
I'm nice about it, but if you're an asshole, I can be a bigger one. So.
Well, I know. Not to me, but I've seen you do it to other people. I root you on, like, go, girl.
That's my thing.
That's all the time we got. Oh, I just I hit Weekly Review on accident. We're not doing a Weekly Review. Okay. All right, Dawn. Well, tomorrow night we'll see if the band comes on. We got another podcast tomorrow. This is going to air Monday. Hopefully, the one tomorrow night airs on Wednesday. And then let's get you some of your bands with Massive Media on here. Let's also, you know, if Massive Media would like to come on the show as well, the founder, owner, whatever, I forgot, Matt. Is
Matt Savner. Yes.
You want someone to get him on the show too. And let's talk about, I'd love to have him on the show. That's all the time we got. Don, thank you so much for doing this with me. And you are my ride or die co-host. I fucking love it.
I love you.
And let's outie. Peace out. Rock on.
Much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
Our pimp host has to pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.